Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. So this week, I wanted to talk to you about another one of my favorite things, and that is using herbs in your practice. Using herbs is right on up there with me using my tarot decks in my practice. I absolutely love working with herbs. And just like my tarot decks, when I started out with like just one here and one there, that's how I started out with herbs. I started out with, you know, some little basic herbs, pretty much like what I could find in my own kitchen. And then it grew into a whole 3 shelf cabinets worth of mason jars and baggies and bottles, sometimes double and triple stacked. And that's also why I have a little bit of an issue when I keep buying herbs for the shop and I'm running out of room. So I wanted to talk with you guys this week about how to use herbs in your practice. What are some good beginner herbs? And give you guys some resources if you really are wanting to look at using herbs in your practice. So how do we use herbs? How can we use them? What do we use them for? There are a bunch of ways that you can incorporate using herbs into your craft. One thing is, put them in something. If you're doing some kind of working, some kind of spell, you can put them in a jar, a bowl, a container. You can put them in a little bag. Whatever the instructions for your spell are, you would use the corresponding herbs and put them into this bag, bottle, jar, whatever it is that you're using. So that's one way you can start working with them. Super easy. Does not have to be elaborate at all. Another way of using your herbs in your practice is burning them. Again, go figure. We all know that I love burning shit. And when I can toss herbs in there to add to that, I love it. It's one of my favorite things. How do we burn them? Well, you can just put your herbs in a fire-safe dish and light them up and let them burn. You can use a charcoal disc to put them on. So a charcoal disc, if you've never used one before, it's like this little round disc of charcoal, kind of like the same charcoal you would use for your grill. There's a bunch of different brands out there. They light pretty quick. You light it up. It gets really, really hot, turns that grayish white, just like your grill would. And once it starts to turn that grayish white, you take your herbs and you put them on top of this charcoal disc and they will smolder and smoke. So depending on the type of herbs that you have on there, sometimes it'll get super smoky. Sometimes it'll just, you know, smoke just a little bit, kind of like when you have incense. This is also a great way to burn loose incense as well. You can add resins to it. You can add essential oils to it to give it a little bit extra oomph. But these are ways that you can burn your herbs when you are doing any particular working. Another way that you can incorporate burning your herbs and also incorporate them with another form of magic is dressing a candle. I love dressing candles with herbs and oils and crystals. If I can do a working that involves a candle and me dressing it, I am there. I am all for it. What does dressing a candle mean? It means that you're adding your herbs, maybe adding some different oils that go along with that working or that intention, maybe adding some crystals to it, to the top of a candle. This is if you're using a candle that's in a jar or it's in something. if you're using a candle like a 4-inch or a 6-inch candle or a taper candle, then you're going to actually have to put some oil on the outside of the candle to then sprinkle, or sometimes people will roll their herbs, you know, roll their candle in their herbs and get the herbs to stick on there. You don't have to add a lot of oil to the outside of the candle. You just need to kind of give it like a little coating, just enough so the herbs will stick. And you really don't have to put a lot of herbs on there. I like to just put a sprinkling on there, because the more you pack on there, as soon as those flame hits those herbs, that candle is going to go really, really quick. Now, if that is what you want to do, if that's the outcome that you want, more power to you. Go ahead and load that up. But if you want this to last for a little while, then I would recommend just doing a little sprinkling of the herbs onto the candle. Works wonders. And some people will use like an essential oil that goes along with their intention, because just like herbs, essential oils have specific correspondences with them and are great to use during specific workings. So you can do that. If you don't have an essential oil around, olive oil works great. Coconut oil works great. You can even use grapeseed, any kind of oil, really, just to give it a little bit of something to stick to. I tend to use, if I don't have anything like right at hand, I will use a little bit of olive oil on there. Most of us have olive oil in our pantries. So if I am dressing like a jarred candle, then I will add my herbs to the top. I might add like some crystal chips or whatnot. Again, might add some oils to it and then light that. And so, of course, since you're adding these dried herbs to the top of the candle, as soon as those herbs catch, you might have a little bit more of flame. So you do want to make sure that you practice fire safety. But you're not only burning the candle using that candle magic, but now you are burning the herbs as well, because as the candle burns, those herbs are going to burn as well. So that's a way to incorporate candle magic and your herbs into your workings. You can add them to an oil. I love making herbal infused oils for different workings. If you want to make a protection oil that maybe you wear, whether it be for when you are doing a working, or you just want something that you place on you on a daily basis for when you're going out and about, just so you can kind of, you know, protect yourself, protect your energy, then you can pull some herbs that help with protection, and you can let them steep in a skin-friendly carrier oil. Some people will use olive oil. Some people will use apricot kernel oil, sweet almond oil, grape seed oil, fractionated coconut oil, whatever you want to use. You want to make sure that your herbs that you are picking are going to be okay for when they go on your skin. So obviously, if you're maybe doing an oil to help with divination, and let's say you're adding some mandrake to it, well, mandrake is not safe for consumption. So you want to be careful. You don't want to be adding that to your skin. So you just want to be mindful of the herbs. You want to make sure that they are stuff that can be ingested, that can go on the skin if you are putting them in an oil, and that they are safe. But you place your herbs that you choose into a container. I like to, when I'm infusing my oils with herbs, I like to use a mason jar. So I'll put whatever herbs I'm putting in the jar in there, and then I will fill it on up with whatever carrier oil I am using. Put the lid on, give it a little shake, keep it someplace cool and dry for a while. I like to steep my herbs for at least 3-ish weeks, sometimes even longer, depending on what I am brewing. but I like to have them steep for a little bit, and I'll go in every now and again and I'll, you know, shake them up and check on them and everything. But I just kind of let them sit, kind of have their time. And when they're ready, strain the herbal matter out. You can use a really fine mesh strainer, or if you grab some cheesecloth, you can use that. You want to make sure you squeeze out all of the oil out of the herbal matter, and you want to then bottle it up. You can put it in one of those glass dropper bottles. I like to use either like the amber colored ones, the blue or the green, just kind of some dark color, because it helps keep the light out of the oil. Some people will keep it in their mason jars and pull from it when needed and just keep it in a cool, dark place. It's kind of up to you. If you're following a recipe, then follow those instructions that go along with it. Sometimes also with my herbal infused oils, after I strain the herbal matter from them, I will go ahead and add some essential oils to them, especially if I want them to have a little bit more of a scent. Because depending on the herbs you use, if they're not really a really strong scented herb, your oil may not smell like anything. So if you want it to be something that you want to have a stronger scent to, then you can add some essential oils to it that go along with that same correspondence and intention of the oil that you're making. And then I'll usually add a little bit of pure vitamin E oil to help with preserving it. Keep it in the bottle, keep it nice and closed up, and then use it as I need it. Another way to use your herbs, obviously, is to cook with them. We have so many of these herbs that can be used in cooking, in our meals, in teas, and such. So take advantage of that. Use what you have. Add a little bit of, you know, specific herbs to your dishes to just kind of bring a little extra magic to them. It doesn't have to be anything outrageous. You want to add a little protection, you know, for your family? Add some rosemary to your meal. Very, very simple, simple to do. And we can do them like by adding them to our foods. Drinking them as teas is another great way to get them and use them in our cooking, making tinctures out of them. That's where you allow the herbs to steep in some form of alcohol. Like a lot of people will use vodka or brandy and then they strain it. Usually with that, they're following an exact recipe. So I definitely recommend that if you're going to be making a tincture, that you go ahead and follow an exact recipe. A lot of herbalism books and herbal medicine books will have different recipes for different tinctures. So if that's something that you want to try, I definitely recommend you taking a look at a good book for that. But cooking with our herbs, adding them to our meals is just another great way to incorporate them into our practice. So what are some good beginner herbs? What are some herbs that if you've never worked with herbs before that you can use and that are easy, pretty easy to get, and that some of you might even have already in your kitchens that you can go ahead and break out and use? Bay leaf is one of them. Bay leaves are great for wisdom. They're great for divination. They're great for wishes. You know, you hear me talk about burning bay leaves, you know, during specific moon phases or different, you know, during specific workings. They are wonderful for this. And most of us have them in our kitchens. Lavender is another great beginner herb. Whether you get a lavender plant and you grow it and then dry it and use the lavender flowers, or if you buy it, if you are going to be ingesting it, I recommend that you make sure that it is good for, you know, culinary use, because there are some, you know, lavender, you know, that isn't. Just like with anything else, you want to make sure that it is for culinary use. And lavender, not only does it help with kind of creating a little, you know, calm and peace and serenity, but it's also very protective as well. So you can add that for any kind of protection workings that you are doing. Sage, garden sage is great, whether you grow it or you buy the ground sage at the store or whatnot. But sage is wonderful. It's great for purification. It's great for cleansing, great for protection. It's also really good for wisdom. Chamomile is great as well. Chamomile, sometimes you may have to go to a specialty store to get it. Sometimes you can find it in your grocery stores, but you might be able to find it in a like a health food store and, you know, definitely in a metaphysical shop. Sometimes in a pinch, you can even go in the tea aisle and just grab tea bags of chamomile tea. That's chamomile in there. Cut them open, use it. Same thing with the lavender. And sometimes you can even find the mixture of lavender and chamomile. And there you go. Kill two birds with one stone. Rose is another item that you can use, and you can get, you know, rose petals to use, especially like if you're making teas and such. But if you have flowers, you get a bouquet of roses instead of tossing them when they wilt, dry them, tie them up. I like to take mine, tie the stems all together with like some string, and then I hang them in my little room that I have because it's nice and cool and dark in there, and I let them dry. Once they are dry, I then go ahead and take the petals off. And some people like to keep the, you know, the petals completely intact and whole. I usually have like a jar full of whole petals, and then I have ones that I like crush them up a little bit so they're a lot easier to use. Can use those in workings. Again, if you are wanting to use rose like in your cooking and stuff, definitely make sure that it is safe to use for cooking. You just want to double check on that. Rosemary, we all pretty much have some rosemary in our kitchens. Rosemary is perfect for protection and healing. It's great for things, workings with focus. Again, another really easy herb to get. And if you grow it, it grows like crazy. So have it readily available if that's something that you want to do. Another great beginner item to use that we all have is salt and pepper. Great for different workings. You know, salt and pepper can both be used for, you know, protection. They can be used to help cleanse. So incorporate that into your herb cabinet as well. A couple other common ones that you can use: cinnamon. You can use cinnamon in any kind of working where you are wanting success, you are wanting to manifest anything with like abundance. It's also a really good amplifier. So if you need to add something to a working to help give it a little extra oomph, you can add some cinnamon. Clove is good. We usually have clove in our pantries, whether it's whole cloves or ground clove. You can use that for protection. You can also use that for abundance workings. And if somebody's talking a little bit of smack about you, you can use that in a stop gossip working. So there you go. Garlic is great for power and healing. So we have so many of these things in our own kitchens and readily available to us, that it makes starting your herb cabinet just super easy. And then if you're looking into doing a little bit more, kind of getting into things a little bit more, there are some books, some resources that you can look into. My absolute favorite book for starting out with herbs is the Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs by Cunningham. I love this book. It is my absolute favorite. It, you know, it reads like an encyclopedia. It has the herbs listed, you know, alphabetical order. It gives you, you know, their name. It gives you their folk name. It gives you their planetary correspondences, and then sometimes it gives you like what deities it's involved with. It will also tell you what it's used for magically. So this is strictly a book that gives you the magical correspondences for a variety of herbs. It doesn't have every single one in there, but it does have a really good listing of them. And a lot of them are sometimes things that aren't very common and that you might have to seek out from specialty stores or metaphysical shops in order to get. But it is a great book, especially to start learning about the different properties of herbs, their different correspondences, and how you can work with them. In the back of it, it even has little charts where it breaks down, like, these herbs are associated with the air element. These are associated with, you know, the water element. That these are associated with this planet. It even gives you just a little kind of example of, if you're looking for herbs to use for protection, here's a list that you can use. If you're looking for herbs for manifestation, here's the herbs that you want to use. So it gives you some of those as well, so you can, you know, kind of cross-reference, kind of pick and choose which herbs that you may want to use for a particular working, especially if you don't have a recipe that you are needing to follow, you know, to the T. This way you can pick and choose different herbs that you want to use for your specific intention. Another great book to use is The Herbal Alchemist's Handbook. It is another one of my favorites. It again goes through different herbs and plants and such, but then it also talks about how to incorporate them, how to make them into different things like oils and tinctures and salves and all of that. So it is another really, really great, great book. I have an abundance of herbal books that are great resources, and I'll go ahead and I'll put them in the show notes, and I'll take some pictures of them and post them on our socials so you can see what they look like, you know, what the covers look like. And, you know, if it's something that you want to learn more about, I highly recommend getting any one of the books that I will put out there. Cunningham's, especially if you just want like a great beginner book, like, I can't say enough about that. I keep that on constant stock in the shop, and it is my go-to for everything. But I'll go ahead and I'll post those, you know, on our socials. I'll put them in the show notes so you can take a look and look them up and get some information on them yourselves. Other resources that you can do, obviously, you know, we can Google anything online. Pinterest even has information on herbs. They have some really good, you know, correspondence, you know, artwork and such that has some good information. So you can look there as well. So this week's Tarot of the Week is going to be the Seven of Pentacles. So the Seven of Pentacles, it's that card of you've planted the seeds, you've seen things start to grow, and now we need to tend to it. We have to kind of take the moment. We have to look around. We have to practice a little bit of patience, because things are growing. They are coming to fruition. What we've put into our endeavors is starting to blossom. And so we still have to tend to it. We still have to work with it. But we also have to have some patience and allow what needs to unfold to unfold. And, you know, look at it as this might be a wait and see kind of moment. for you. You may have to wait and see how things will turn out, especially if you're on the verge of something. But you want to know, you want to keep in mind that the Seven of Pentacles, it's a good sign. So, you know, you don't need to be tense about it. You can literally take that, you know, take that big deep breath and relax. Have a little patience. Allow what you've been nurturing from its seedling, whatever that is, to now you're seeing growth, you're seeing stuff happen, but you know it's not done yet. Having that patience, relaxing, and allowing things to unfold how they absolutely have to. That's the guidance of the Seven of Pentacles. So I wanted to thank you guys so much for joining me this week. I hope that you got a little bit of insight on, you know, maybe starting to incorporate herbs into your practice and not to be intimidated by them. Some people will get, you know, intimidated by them because they just don't know how to use them, but try some of the examples that I gave out. Try, you know, working with them little by little. You just a little bit at a time goes a long way. And definitely if it's a practice that you feel called to, I highly recommend getting at least one book about using herbs and how you can incorporate them into your practice and what their meanings are and so on. It is going to help you tremendously. And I do have to say that just like the tarot decks, getting new herbs can be very, very addictive. Just FYI, I am just putting that out there because I can't seem to stop buying herbs. So there. Sometimes I think I have a problem, but oh well. But enjoy it, explore it, and see how they work for you. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Music has been by Breakmaster Cylinder. Don't forget to check out the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. It is a wonderful place to hang out on Facebook. The coolest of coolest women are hanging out there and interacting. So definitely check that out. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts in the Girls Girls Media family. Add a Girl, Her Royal Highness, Stock Daddy, Family Road Trip Trivia. And please don't forget to tune into the one that started it all, the Girls Girls podcast. Thank you again for joining me this week. I hope that you can take away a little tidbit from this and hopefully start a new journey with working with your herbs. Take care, witches. Blessed be.